The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Cetaphil at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
I don't know if I've bragged enough about this, guys, but I went to Bali a few weeks ago.
Oh, stop it,
to
you.
Shoot some amazing content for the House of Wellness TV show, and I went to an incredible Ayurvedic retreat. Now, there's a lot of ways you can say the word, but when I spoke to one of the experts there, he gave me the best tip. He says, are you Darth Vader? Are you Vader? Are you Vedic? Are you Vader? So if you're ever not sure how to say it, but once you've nailed how to say it, what actually is this system of Indian traditional medicine? GQ, you're the man in the hot seat. Please.
The hardest thing to do is to summarise Ayurveda in a couple of minutes, but I'll give you a broad outline. The best definition, going back to my notes when I studied this, was a complete system of healing encompassing philosophy, psychology and spirituality, as well as a deep understanding of the disease process. So what this is, Sanskrit is, Ayurveda is a Sanskrit word meaning science or the wisdom of life. Mm. What it does is look at where you are and put you into a dosha. So we each have a particular set of personalities, which is called in Ayurveda a dosha. You two would be a vata. Now, that means, crudely, airy-fairy.
How very dare you?
All over the joint.
I like to say creative. I think it's all perception, Gerald.
That can be. So there are basically three fundamental vatas, and there are subsections of those. So there's vata and pitta and kapha, and each of them gives you an idea of what disease states over time you may develop. And you may find, so the vata person usually tends to have dry skin or tendency to have dry skin, tends to be very creative, yes, but can't nail that creativity and stay with it, tends to have the idea and walk away.
Easily distractible.
Yep.
Fast twitch.
Well, look at this bloke over here, easily distractible.
He's off with the fairies. I mean, he's forgotten he's on the show.
Oh, hey, we're back in the room.
Good morning.
And so, food plays a massive role. Food,
well, it plays part of a role.
Yeah.
So, because each dosha tends to go to a particular food group. So that the Mediterranean-style person, who is more a pitta, a grounded person, heavier metabolism, slower, tends to constipate, all these sorts of things. It is an absolutely fascinating trend where you would have found you go to an Ayurveda practitioner and the assessment might take 3 hours where they look at everything about you, how you feel, what you're affected by. That's all recorded and allows the development of a treatment program.
Well, you know the temperature in Bali is hot, hot, hot. Mm. And we sit down on day one and everything is room temperature lukewarm.
Yes.
Because you're not to
do
have
you just
things
call it
that
warm?
Are very... I do. I just call it warm in my world. It's always lukewarm. And that was interesting because you don't have very cold things. You're not having very cold drinks because they're about keeping your fire burning in your body.
It's balance. So the whole thing's about balance. So we talk karma. They subscribe to the concept of karma, another Sanskrit word, which basically means just your fate. So it's a condition of each life is a direct consequence of actions of previous lives. Now, for Western-trained brains, because that's a fairly modern medicine, so we look at a disease and we treat the disease. Ayurveda says this disease has developed because of imbalances that have happened somewhere along the way. Let's correct the imbalances, and away you go. And it is just a fascinating study of the human being.
I have just found it so interesting that over centuries and centuries, this body of wisdom on like what helps you correct imbalances based on your composition, it just helps guide your life,
totally.
Like what temperature foods you should eat, what kind of sleep and exercise you're best suited for.
Yes.
And it's, I think people overcomplicate it because it's got a complicated name, it's just, this is how you could, these are some basic principles on optimizing your life.
I brought in a book, I have a string of books of Ayurveda books because of the course I did many years ago, and this is the Handbook of Ayurveda, written by Dr. Shantha Godama, and I'll give the, if you'd like to know more, drop me an email, houseofwellness.com.au, I'll give you the ISBN number, but it's a very simple understanding and some guidelines in there of Ayurveda.
And the great news is, if you head to houseofwellness.com.au, our jam-packed website, we've got a beginner's guide to the ancient health practice of Ayurveda. We're going to jump to a call here quickly. Good morning. How are we today?